Pro-Life Wisconsin and the Marquette Tribune are at odds over a 12-page glossy insert that covers a wide range of information about the dangers of abortion. Pro-Life Wisconsin director Peggy Hamill says hundreds of other student newspapers have accepted the ad, but the Tribune won't.
They did not like the photos that depicted an in utero corrective surgery of a preborn child, and they did not like the explanation of the birth control abortion connection, which has very clearly proven to be scientific.
The head of the Marquette Board of Student Media says the insert wasn't rejected because of its anti-abortion message. In fact, Bill Thorne says the Catholic University is on record as a strong abortion opponent. He says the insert was rejected on principle because it failed the truth in advertising test.
There is one section that goes through descriptions of a variety of abortion procedures, which has no citations, no references to anything that a student who read this could go to for further information.
Thorne says the paper wants to use the insert and has offered Pro-Life the chance to add the references, but the group has refused.
So the ball's in their court.
Thorne says the Tribune is always careful when it comes to abortion advertising, pro or con. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.